On July 5th, 2008, the Heart Touch Tour of the Supreme Master Qinghai Eden on Earth Arts Gallery exhibition opened at Yinga in Taipei County. Organized by the Love Ocean Creative International Company, the exhibit continues until July 31st at the Shin Tai Yan Arts Workshop Center in Taipei, Formosa, or Taiwan. The gallery's debut featured photographs taken by Supreme Master Qinghai during the making of her number one international best-selling book, The Noble Wilds. Supreme Master Qinghai had graciously accepted the invitation as the guest of honor to join the inaugural tea party via live video conference, which opened with a heartwarming puppet show about saving our planet, based on the characters from Supreme Master Qinghai's other number one international best-selling book, The Birds in My Life. During the live video conference, Supreme Master Qinghai answered questions from the guests, noted professionals, and leaders of their fields who had been moved and inspired by her books. A world-renowned humanitarian and spiritual teacher, Supreme Master Qinghai has dedicated herself to the future of the planet and its inhabitants. Throughout the years, she has encouraged a balanced life in harmony with nature, which includes a vegetarian, meaning animal-free diet. Her example of compassion for all beings has been shown through her active concern for their existence, for the preservation of their habitat, and for the greater environment. In her responses to panelists during the live video conference, Supreme Master Qinghai brought forth new clarity to the dialogue, going to the root of climate change to reveal the one eternal message for humankind's survival, and that is love. Today, Supreme Master Television presents a rebroadcast of part two of Heart Touch Tour of the Supreme Master Qinghai Eden on Earth Arts Gallery exhibition with guest of honor Supreme Master Qinghai.
欢迎中华民国旅行商业同业工会全国联合理事长姚大光理事长，谢谢，非常感谢今天能够来参加我们这个伊甸在人间艺术影像的首航展，我也预祝这个首航展成功。我想请问您，现在旅游现在是世界上共同的一个话题，对台湾而言。 是一个新的产业，观光产业对台湾经济的固然是非常的重要，但是我想环保是一辈子的事情，更不容忽视。那比如说雪山隧道的开通，虽然造就了经济的发展，但是也破坏了生态。现在苏花高的环评已经通过。 将来过度的开花，会导致，我想，台那个东台湾自然资源的毁灭。请问，请问您民间要如何发挥力量，让政府来影响他的决策？以上是我的问题，谢谢。
Mr. Chairman。 大光瑶，你好。 Thank you for concerning about the environment. I'm also very concerned, but there's always a price to pay for the choice we make, or not make even. Yes. As long as the price is not too high, and the necessity surpass the price, then we can consider is a reasonable choice. The people of Taiwan or anywhere elected the government officials, so they should generally trust their choice. If something not correct, of course the people have the right to request a second consideration about it. But always with peaceful mean and patience. The government also have a lot in their hand to take care, have a lot to do. And if the damage can be redeemed or some similar replacements can be made after a building project, then we must let it be. We must let it be done. Because the government also try to do their best in the interest of the people and the country. Yes, generally the government would not ever want to do anything damage to their country, even also to their own reputation. So the government also should work with the people and vice versa to produce the best result for the citizen and the country. Yes. We also must take in the consideration of Formosa tight space, you know, Sao Tao, little island, yes, and a large population, which is very auspicious. But, you know, it's also in the interest of the citizens to have some extra roads for a better and a time-saving transport system. Of course, care should be taken to restore the ecology and beauty of the concerned environment, especially for Formosa, because the name Formosa means beautiful.
谢谢师父。
高兴，高兴啊 ，Mr. 姚，高兴 ，OK， 啊，谢谢，他是很关心环保啦，呀，很多人会关心啦，因为台湾小嘛，呀。Yeah, Taiwan is a little country, so of course everything we do, we have to consider very carefully, otherwise we might lose more than we gain, eh? Yes. But the government of Taiwan are very good already. Comparably speaking, Taiwan is blessed up to now with good government. We can't have everything perfect in this world, of course.But considerably speaking, Taiwan government is clean, is honest, and they are really very gentle people, gentle government also. I'm very happy for your country.
谢谢师父，我们继续再请下面一位跟我们分享感动的贵宾。
接下来我们欢迎 Omaha 自然主义餐厅负责人任正林先生。
师父好，那么我看呢这本书的时候，是一开始是因为我看到一张很大的海报，那张海报非常的吸引我，然后我开始询问这是哪一本书。那这本书里面所描述的就是人动物还有这个大自然的环境，那人跟动物他们如何在这个环境里面做朋友，那师父在这个里面阐述让我学习到很多啊，尤其是人你只要能够去爱这样的一个动物跟环境，那么动物它一样它有感情，它一样会跟你交流，那么我觉得在这种就是说这本书里面啊，我以前也没有看过，就是动物它有高贵的品质，然后它这个品质还有分，那像我抱的这个狗狗，它有30%的这个 NG 的高贵品质，那我回家我看到它们我就会很开心啊。我觉得那人跟动物如果都能够和平来做朋友，那么我相信我们的环境，那我们一定会去好好的爱惜它。那在这个动物里面哦，尤其是这个里面描述到的这一对天鹅的夫妻哦，我非常的感动，因为我觉得好像就是看那种爱情电影那种感觉啊。那他们从这个开始认识，那么生了蛋，生了7个蛋。啊，但是后来孵了6个，啊，留一个在那边，我就觉得啊，那这个蛋都没有孵出来，那它到底怎么了？啊，可是我看那个书，后来6只天鹅又变成5只，那但是在这个书里面啊，那个我看到师父所讲的，就是我们也要放下这个执着， 那么光是天鹅他们本身的一个家庭生活，那他就让我感受到，哎，爱他只是在关心对方，然后为对方来付出，可是他不会去执着跟把对方绑住。那这当中也让我学习到，就是说我们不管在生活中啦，或者我们在跟人相处，那我们同样如果能够用这种爱的角度，那么来跟人家互动，那我相信我们的环境一定会更美好。那我看完这本书跟看了这个 DVD 我有很大的感受。那我自己就想说，好，那我第一个我就先从这个我来做起啊。那因为我本身我自己也吃素大概有10年啊，所以我觉得就是说，哎，所谓的放生，那么所谓的这个你不要去残害动物啊，那这个最简单的方法就是它的源头就是我们吃素，那我们不要去制造太多的这个动物的痛苦啊，那这样的话你就是间接的在放生啊，那也是减少这个动物的痛苦。那么我想我能够做到的就是，哎，那我尽量去影响我的朋友啊，那我自己也开了素食的餐厅，那我想这个就是对自己跟对别人都有帮助的一个方法。那第二个我觉得，哎，在我们的生活里面，我们可以从自己的花园啊、屋顶啊多种树啊，多种花。那假设我们有这个能力，我们也来推动政府啊，甚至就是说各个国家大家都来多种树哦。那假设我们能够在每一个地方都种属于适合当地的树，那我想，哎，在不同的季节，那我们的生活就好像住在公园里面啊，那不同的季节有不同的花，有不同的这个树的叶子的颜色，就像师父这个湖里面啊，你看那个秋天有秋天的颜色，夏天有夏天的颜色，那真的是就像人间的这种香格里拉啊。那么第三个，那我觉得我做得到的就是我开始简化我的生活哦，因为我觉得只有把生活简单化，那我们就可以减少很多对这个地球的这种消耗。那这样的话无形当中我觉得我们也能够去做出更多能够救地球的事情。那我看了师父这本书啊，我觉得它是我一个最大的梦想，因为我一直梦想我能够找到一个很好的环境，那么在那边或许开个民宿，或许开一个餐厅啊，那当然我是卖素的啊，因为我觉得现在人的生活啊，尤其我们所住的环境，那我们出门到处都是钢筋水泥柏油路啊，那我们所吃的东西啊，还有就是说我们大环境里面的辐射污染等等，那人已经脱离了大地太久了，那么大地的能量大地它蕴藏的对我们生命里面能够有最大的那种力量啊，那我们都失去太多了。那所以我们在这个都会丛林里面啊，我觉得为什么会有那么多的疾病啊，或者那么甚至忧郁症啦、啊、等等这些的，那我相信只要我们能够跟大自然多接触啊，那我们去爱护自然，我们去用这样的就像师父里面跟动物的那种互动，还有动物本身他们那个爱，我们如果用这样的心我们来爱这个地球啊，那相信也只有爱地球我们才能够救自己，也才能够救人类。所以我非常感谢我有这个机会能够接触到我们爱海这样的一个团体，然后我能够看到这一本书，那这当中我非常的谢谢啊。最后我要问一个问题啊，因为在那个书里面啊，那个公的天鹅塞塞跟那个母的天鹅那个杜比啊，那杜比后来是带了5个小孩那么长途的去飞翔，那我不晓得他们后来有没有再回来团圆，因为我觉得那个塞塞很可怜，他就很孤单的在那边等着他的老婆，等着他的小孩，可是我看那个书也没有交代结局啊。 那刚刚师父讲那个，他好像他变成长颈鹿一直在等，那也不晓得有没有等到啊、哦？那我不知道是不是有回来，谢谢。
Of course, I wrote these books because of my love for our co-inhabitants, yes? And I am motivated by the natural response between us. When I see them, I see love. So my heart kind of aches to witness so much suffering caused to these beautiful and loving creatures.And when I see them, I see love. So my heart feels very, very painful to see their suffering. So I would like to offer the people of the world more insight into the lives of our beneficial friends and neighbors, that is the animals, of all sizes and all shapes, in the hopeThat more understanding and respect will blossom between human and different species. I'm really glad that you like my book and the photos, yes. And I hope it brings joy into your heart and nourish your love ever more for all in our beautiful animal kingdom.And regarding Sai Sai, don't worry about him. After a few days, the mother brought the kids back, of course, because that was just a test flight, you know. They flew like, I see, they flew like 50 miles away from the lake. And so it takes them some time to come back. Father, Sai Sai, was the one who took the kids first time swimming.And introducing the lake environment. And Mother Pitu is the one who taught them first to fly and around the lake and over the lake and far, far away. And she has to teach them survival skills, you see, so that later they will be alone and they can take care of themselves.But in the beginning, Sai Sai, because he lost all his feathers, so he cannot fly with them, but they come back, yeah? But by the way, you forgot that they are not attached like us. You see, after the kids have grown up and they have learned all they have to know about survival, they become independent. They will not stay with the parents. Not this type. Not for this type of swan. We call them mute.Swan. Maybe other swans not, but for mute swans, they do not stay with their parents. After they've grown up, they will join the, like, bachelor clubs somewhere else and try to find their mate and start their life somewhere else. They will find a place suitable for themselves and they will stay there. And they will not stay with the parents, and the parents will not come bothering them. And by the way,I'm reporting you good news. Sai Sai and Pitu have new batch of kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, since a few weeks now, and they are four of them now. Yes, so it started all over again. You will not see the big one coming back. Yes, so the parents are trying to teach the newling now everything that they did last year. Okay, congratulations, you have a bigger family now. Thank you so much for being concerned. Your ideal is very noble. I hope your dream come true.
Thank you, Master. Yuan先生哈，他真的非常爱动物啊。他除了在国内有贵宾狗达人的这个美称之外，他也养了鹦鹉啊。他在书中看到师父为鹦鹉啊打造了一个玻璃屋，自己也准备要打造一个玻璃屋给他的鹦鹉住啊。
接下来还有一位贵宾，艺术家林昌玉先生，虽然目前他在外县市没办法来，但是他寄了一份非常优美的导读要与我们分享，以下便是他与我们分享的内容。
那么林昌钰先生啊，他是这个金钟奖纪录片啊这个得奖者，同时呢他也是行政院文化这个新传奖的一个得主，是著名的诗人作家，也是一位非常杰出的画家跟摄影家啊。那么他这一次的导览，他特别写了一篇《高雅是开悟的视野》，青海无上师的诗人之心与艺术之眼啊。他写道：青海无上师的影像记录或绘画创作、衣物设计等作品，似乎不积极追求表现的极致性，且多以生活的游戏趣味或美感抒发，带着感动的深情表现出吟咏的韵律。即便是信手拈来，或借由最简便的器材来表现，看似不经思考布局的作品，但却如此明确传达了高雅的美感。我们因此有机会跨越世界的美感定义，放心的、简明从容的从青海无上师的作品当中获得感动，甚至经验学习与醒悟的价值。理解人的有限，才有机会免于陷溺自我的狭隘与娇慢。信任灵魂的高贵，才有机会跨越俗世的概念，并仰望至高的品质。智慧不只来自知识或堆叠的人生觉受，显然必须借由更深的观察与领悟。创造力在生活中随时展现了契机，因此内在的自由与力量更加决定了心灵的视野和我们的灵魂的高度。然而更重要的是，唯有建立在高雅的品质上，我们的观想和体悟才具备了跨越的可能。这就是林昌钰先生他写的《高雅是开悟的视野》当中的一部分。
Thank you, 谢谢。
师父。
Yeah.
我们接下来要介绍你写的一首小诗。啊，这首小诗是师父高贵的情操对动物的爱所写的一首小诗。啊，它叫做一个孩子的心声。
OK。
我们可爱的动物朋友们，无论是身在陆地上、天空中或海洋里，他们的生活应该像这样，他们应该得疼爱、得保护、得珍惜，过着一如我们人类所向往的生活。最亲爱的上天，亲爱的因果教主，请疼爱并关切所有生命，目睹他们的处境，我会心碎；眼见他们受苦，我难以忍受。天堂上有很多的住所，请把他们全部带上去，并且赐予他们爱。这是我为所有众生做的小小的祈祷。只要您的一点爱心与慈悲，愿众生都将幸福和平共存，愿众生得享圣爱、关怀与宽恕。青海无上师。非常感人的一首诗，其实就真正像林昌钰先生所说的， 诗人之心与艺术之眼。我们今天也把这首诗献给所有的朋友。接下来呢，我们要进行今天现场的视讯问答的部分。
那我们先介绍第一位想问问题的来宾，他是中研院国际研究生学成博士候选人 Mr. Leonardo Lesser Rojas。
Hello Master、
Hello
Hello, what is the most important message、that you want to deliver、us through this art exhibition? Thank you
Of course, as a request also from my association members and、many of the artists and、the art lovers, yeah? So we make this exhibition. And、by the way, I have to thank all the organizing personage. They have worked very hard to bring this into fruition. Yeah, God bless you. So this exhibition is to offer、viewers...some touching glimpses into the wonder of life around us. A part of magical creation that we often forget to enjoy. Being too preoccupied with daily fight for survival, we often neglect this important part, a very important part of life that is full of beauty and love.Which would replenish our energy and knowledge. That in turn would lead us to a better appreciation of the marvel and the diversity of life, but which are all one. The part of life which is a part of us, that we are all connected as a whole. And what happened to one part?Will affect all of us. And that we should look around us, enjoying the magnificent splendor of God's creation. And that we should be grateful, be loving and kind. And that's what I want to share with the people. Thank you for asking. And thank you for enjoying.
Thank you, Master, for your wonderful answer.
You're welcome.
接下来我们要邀请到的是一位英文老师，她的名字是 Miss Amy Blomson Clone by Fatten.
Hi. Hello, Annie.
Hi. Even if the aliens with extraordinary technology cannot help resolve the crisis on Mother Earth at the moment,It seems that human beings need to rely on themselves. So my question is, can Master teach us how to pray or a prayer so that we can return to the ever-existing state of peace with all universal beings? Thank you.
Hi. Yes, we have to pray. Yes, that's all we can do now.If、nothing else works, yeah? But prayers can only be effective if they come from the heart, yeah? So when you pray, you say what you truly feel in silence or aloud. Heaven would know our sincere request. There's no particular formula for prayers.Just our sincerity and trust in the divine power, in the grace of heaven. But I can tell you a little secret, yeah? The secret of response to prayers lay in the way we walk our life. We must walk the way of love if we want to see love.We must walk the way of heaven if we want to experience heaven. Like attract like in the long run. All enlightened sages have shown us the path of liberation, of peace and love. Thou shalt not kill is the first advice in all written holy books. This is the one that speaks for all others' virtue. Any action that leads to killing of any being, human or animals, mental or physical, is all categorized as killing. To hurt, to harm any being, including ourselves, is killing. And for that matter, all other advices such as no intoxicant, no alcohol and drugs, no stealing, no sexual misconduct, no lying, etc., etc., are all included in the first precept of non-killing, non-violence. Because killing takes many forms, as mentioned above, not just physical harm. So, you see, the best prayer is to stop it. Stop all the killing. Stop all the harm. Prayer in reality. Prayer in all sincerity and prayer in action. That kind of prayer will touch heaven. And then we will have response every time we pray for something noble and good. When we pray like that, means we offer our obedience to heaven's command, then heaven will come to meet us. We don't even need to pray. Good things will come our way then, as likes attract likes always. You understand how to pray now?
Yes, Master.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you for your explanation and sharing your secrets with us.
You're welcome, love.
接下来要问问题的贵宾是新力报关有限公司严生福总经理。谢谢。你好，严先生。你好，大师你好，我想有个问题来请教师父，就是说，欢迎。就是说，现在的人类为了讲究生活上的生活品质，更为舒适，对周遭的天然环境呢，过度的开发使用。 使野生动物在的生活环境呢的周遭环境受到严重的侵袭跟破坏。请问师父，人类如何跟动物和平相处？请给我们一个指引，好不好？谢谢。Yes,
of course. Thank you for your concern. Thank you for your love to all the animals, including the wild. Everyone knows by now that protecting the environment, protecting the animals, are actually protecting ourselves. So we must protect the environment. And the wild, they can take care of themselves. If the environments are friendly and conducive to a healthy lifestyle, then the wild will never get sick. The wild will have no problem. They will have enough food to feed themselves. They can retain their natural ability to heal themselves. So if we just protect the environment, then everything else will be fine. We leave the wild animals in peace. Then they will be fine. We don't even need to do much for them. We just let it be, and we just have to truly protect the environment so that they can live a good life and natural life. You see, we are the intruder. Yeah. Even though governments and environmentalists around the world have sent forth measures to protect the wild, but we should have more rules, more guidelines to protect a natural habitat. Because sometimes we overlook the long-run effect. We just see the immediate benefit or gains, and we forget that in the long run, if we are carelessly build or damage or interfere with nature, then the consequence is very, very detrimental to ourselves and to the planet, just like what we are facing right now. But to be able to protect the environment, hence to protect the world, and in turn benefit ourselves, we, the world, must have honest administrative and intelligent officials and effective working staff to carry out to maximum these rules and regulations and guidelines. Above all, enlightenment is really what's needed to govern. That's number one. And vegetarian diet with right motive. Number two, we offer more compassion and insight. Also, we help preserve precious natural habitats for the wild and protect the resources for human. Thank you, sir, for being so kind and concerned.
Thank you, Master.
Indeed, it's a sad news. As some companies and or individuals are not responsible because they do not perceive the impact of their actions and the consequences on the environment if they are careless. So many marine species have suffered, decreased, or completely been wiped out of existence due to such others and careless actions. Oil spilled and all that, garbage disposal and all that is harming the environment and killing the wilds a lot.
Thank you for your explanation.
You're welcome. Everyone knows by now that protecting the environment, protecting the animals, are actually protecting ourselves. So if we just protect the environment, then everything else will be fine. We leave the wild animals in peace, then they will be fine. We don't even need to do much for them. We just let it be, and we just have to truly protect the environment so that they can live a good life and natural life.
It was a pleasure having you with us today on Words of Wisdom, part 3 of this rebroadcast of the live video conference, Heart Touch Tour of the Supreme Master Qinghai, Eden on Earth Arts Gallery exhibition, with guest of honor Supreme Master Qinghai, will air tomorrow, so please tune in. Up next is a journey through aesthetic realms right after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May you have a blissful life under God's grace.